The views and opinions expressed on the following program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily those of this broadcast facility, its management, staff, nor its sponsors. Live from Chicago, the crossroads of America, Papa Say. Papa Say is a highly acclaimed Hoodoo practitioner and fourth generation seer with over 50 years experience in the spiritual path. Boasting a worldwide clientele from various age, education, economic and ethnic groups, Papa Say shares a vast wealth of knowledge with those who have both the desire to learn and will to do what it takes to control the many problems in life. Celebrities and regular persons alike use these same things offered in these broadcasts and now experience true happiness and peace of mind that comes when your problems are finally solved. Papa Say uses the secret knowledge taught to him by his parents and ancestors, along with practical knowledge from the Igbo in West Africa, the Seminole in the swamps of Florida, and the old Hoodoo root workers of Louisiana. Along with his formal education in theology, anthropology, and parapsychology, brings holistic dimension that touches you, spirit, mind, and body. And now your host, Papa Say.
Azelet, Usia, Blusia, Metkatelen, Bahet Kabel, Eshtami Tukad Amisbel Loktikmi. God bless all my father's children, here, there, and everywhere. Bonjour, and welcome to another session of Wednesday Love Readings, a reading about the love in your life. This is the only place where you can receive them and get them free, gratis, par de prix, as a benefit from Almighty God, blessed be His name, and Him personally. Never had one? Maybe you never even heard of it. Well, here it is. See what folks were clamoring about in the last century, and yes, even today. These readings are powerful, so be prepared. Now the Spirit is ready. The cards are ready. Papa Say is ready. Now, are you ready? Well, God bless you, each and every one of you, for tuning in at this time. You're tuning in to an old man coming with a lot of stuff. Yes, sir. Coming with a lot of stuff. And I thank you. Thank you for tuning in. Well, I tell you what, let's have some commercials right now, and then I'll be back right away. Okay? Okay, now hold on.
Is your success flying away from you? Is your money gone before you get it? Does everything you touch turn from sugar to shit? Then you need a miracle from Almighty God. Papa Say is your holy spiritual advisor. He helps with all spiritual and metaphysical problems. No matter how big or how small, God uses Papa Say to get rid of them all. Papa Say can look at the muddy water of deceit and see dry land, the good life, here and far away too. Papa Say helps married people and their children. He takes them off the streets, off the bottle, off of drugs and out of jail. Papa Say doesn't use tarot or a crystal ball. He uses the hand of Almighty God to see yesterday, today, and tomorrow, to help you in your everyday life. Papa Say gets you out of trouble and puts you into the favored life of peace, prosperity, and paradise. Yes. Have no further questions? Then contact Papa Say at 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. That's 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. Remember, there is one holy spiritual advisor, and that is Papa Say.
When you're in need, be sure to use Papa Say. Papa Say is a fourth-generation seer and an all-around hoodoo root doctor. Papa Say is that surefire person for getting whatever done to make your situation better. Papa Say can help you with everything, from success and love to a continuous flow of money. Papa Say can remove that evil eye that's destroying your life and your future. Papa Say helps women get and keep their man and kids off the street, off of drugs, and out of jail. Papa Say doesn't use a tarot or a crystal ball. He uses an ordinary deck of playing cards, a time-honored method used by all real hoodoos. Papa Say can look through muddy water and spot dry land. He's not an ordinary reader or psychic. He's your holy spiritual advisor. You need him? Call him at 1-800-ASK-KEEN. That's 1-800-ASK-KEEN. And ask for extension 055-9865. That's 055-9865. 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. Remember, there's only one real hoodoo and only one Papa Say.
Well, well, well. Well, today we have Wednesday love readings. Yeah. Well, there must not be anybody that wants one. Must not be coming too much to see about it. But, so we will talk about what? Love. We'll talk about love. Well, first of all, this love business is something that is, I should say, very inopportune. When you have love, you have money. When you have love, you have money. Now, when a person has a lover, then that person will be bound to money. Now, why is that so? Well, the first thing is this. When a person has love, it is within him to do for the other person, to do certain things. And it takes money to do it. Now, that's the simplest way of putting it. That is the simplest way. When you are in love, it takes money to do certain things for them. You know, and that necessitates you spending money. Now, another thing about love is when you have love, individuals also have offspring. Offspring, not they might have kids together or might not, but they have offspring. Offspring. So even though the two people can't have biological kids, there is offspring which they can have. And really the offspring becomes something other that does what? Glue them together. It glues them together. The offspring, you know, be they a boy, a girl, a child, or just a pet, makes them more closer to one another. It makes them more of people, of more like people toward one another. They always have offspring. Now, there's two things. They have money, and they have offspring. Now, when you get together, when you have love, when you have love for people, you have, oh, of course, your mind is different. You know, your eating is different. You know, they say, you know, you wake up and you go to sleep and you don't do nothing but think about them. They say because you're crazy. You're crazy in love. Well, that's true. That is true. The love bug on you can make you stop eating. It can make you stop drinking. It can make you do without certain things. Why? Because the genes in you are now growing toward the other person. And you, everything you want to do, must be something that the other person wants to do. Can you dig it? You don't do things just on your own. You do them because the other person wants to do them. Now, people call that being in love. But it's more than that. It's more than that. While you two are having this feeling, you know, you are growing into one another. You are growing into one another. You're not by yourself anymore. You're with someone else. You become them, and they become you. So what happens? The brain becomes the same. That is why you can think things and you think alike. That is why you can say things and you say things alike. That is why you can do things and you do things alike. It is really the genes are becoming co-equal or the same. Now, I don't know if you can hear it, but it is true. The love in its own self will make you do those things. It will make you because, first of all, you're becoming more like the other person. For this cause shall a man leave his father and his mother, and the two shall become one flesh. Now, Adam spoke that. The two shall become one flesh. Now, that means that you have one mind, one existence, one will. Now, I hope you're listening to me. Now, that is the thing most people don't like. Most men don't like it. Because, well, what it is you are no longer your own self. You are now thinking about her. And she is thinking about you. So, you see, love is something which is more than just, you know, you're looking at them and, you know, they look so good and you want them. It's more than that. It is more than that. I will admit that is there. Yes, it is. But it's more than that. It is more than what people are really, really, really used to. Now, there are some things I've noticed about it. Now, with this this singer, what's her name? Nicki Minaj. With her, with Nicki Minaj, she's in her 20s or something. But with Nicki Minaj, she has a boyfriend. She has a boyfriend, and you never would know it. You never would know that's a boyfriend and that's what it is, but she has a boyfriend. She has one. And the boyfriend really is crazy about her, but she's crazy about him too. I ain't gonna kid you. She's crazy about him. And people don't understand it. They don't understand how he can be so gifted and so you know, so much, you know, for her. And it's the same way for her when it comes to him. That is because of what? The genes have become one. They are becoming, as it says, they are leaving the father and mother, and the two are becoming one flesh. You hear that? One flesh. Didn't say one spirit. Didn't say one mind. It said one flesh. The man and the woman are becoming one person. Now that's all. I might as well tell you, they're becoming one person. You know it. You know it. I don't care how many times you were in love and you fell out, but it was like that at first. It was like that at first. Now, there's another thing. There's another thing called the soulmate. The soulmate. The soulmate is a person. It is the mate. But it is, you know, they say, well, he's a soul. Well, he's the mate to my soul. No, no, no. A soulmate comes along, you know, in this incarnation. You have a soulmate according to you. That's just the name of the game. And folks say, well, I don't know about that because, you know, I could just be with my soulmate forever, forever, and then the next thing you hear, they fall out. And you say, well, I thought it was your soulmate. Oh, no, that was a deception. No, he or she was your soulmate. Now, that is because the soulmate, listen to me good, only lasts for a certain time. The soulmate is there for certain things that you need to learn and certain things they need to learn. That is why the soulmate is there. Now, there might come a time when the soulmate, well, he will last for the extent of natural life. But that isn't so. No, no, no. That is not so. That is not the person. That's not the person. See, the soulmate is there just for a while. He's there for a certain time. And then, when you have learned all that you've learned and done all your good, there is someone else. Now, who does that? God. God does that. God makes the soulmate to meet you and to perfect you. That is what the soulmate is for. So don't be ashamed because, you know, you're with somebody and they had to go, you know, whatever. Don't be ashamed. There's nothing wrong with that. That was God's doing. Why? Because you became a better person by them, and they became a better person by you. The soulmate is a good person. The soulmate is someone who is always there. He might not be there with you, you know, but that soulmate is someone that is always around. You always have a soulmate. Always. Now, with it, you have to learn to take the soulmate just as he comes. The way he comes, the way you give it. The soulmate is the individual who is, you know, entrusted by God himself to bring you up, to make you better in love. Don't you see it? He makes you better in love. He makes you better in becoming the person, the man, the woman that you're supposed to be. See, when God gives you a love, that love has one purpose. One purpose. You know what that is? You know what that is? It is to perfect you. It is to perfect you. Now, some people can't take that perfection. No, they can't, because they think they're all right. They've done it all okay. You know, everything about them is okay. It's all right. You know, they don't need no help. It's okay. You know, it's all right. But that is wrong. The purpose of the soulmate is to help you. Is to help you. Some of the help that they're doing is sex. Is the sexuality that you have with them. Have you ever had somebody for a soulmate and the sex was just lousy? It was just lousy. I don't care. It was just lousy. Well, yeah, that was to help you. That was to show you that there are people who have other purposes and not necessarily sex. Yeah. Yeah, there are people who are so good at sex, and they seem to be the one you break up with because you couldn't stand them or else, you know, they were just too much for you. Did you ever think of why you broke up with them? Because they were everything in sex, and you were not. You gave them a bum feeling. A bum feeling you gave them. You had them to be perfected. You had them to be a complete man or a complete woman. It wasn't just for nothing else. It wasn't for just to be there or something. You weren't having just because you could have it. Oh no. You were having it for another reason. Another reason. Now, well, you say, well, that might be true for a man and woman. What about a homosexual affair? You know, a man with a man, a woman with a woman. What about those? Well, I'll tell you point blank. The only purpose in them is the love. The love. That is why God puts down. You know, when he talks about it. He says, God says that a man should not lie with a man as a woman. Now, what is he saying? He's saying that a man should not have sex with another man like he does a woman. Well, why doesn't he do that? Why, you know, how come I can't? How come I can't have sex with a man as I do a man, as I do another woman or so? But now, wait a minute now, hold it. He doesn't say a woman can't have sex with a woman like she does a man. Oh, no, that's not there. It isn't there. Why? Why? Because a man is supposed to be the person who gives himself. The woman don't give herself to him, he gives himself. If the man acts like a woman and gives himself, then he is taking down from what God has given him. He is not being what God wants him to be, which is what? The giver in sex, or the giver in a relationship. If he takes, then he ain't giving nothing. He's taking it. He's taking it. See, this is why homosexuals have such a large degree of suicide. Now, I'm telling you, I have sons here who are homosexual. I have sons that listen to me who are homosexual. But now, when you talk to them and put it on down, they are always at this brink. And this is why. This is why. Because they do not want to take. They don't want to give. They want to take it. And that part just won't go. You see, God makes us male and female. It doesn't matter what you think. He makes us male and female. Now, although God says a man should not lie with another man, it don't say nothing about him liking it, do it? It says nothing about him liking it. You know why? Because the love is what is so great in it. It is great, and you can't turn it away. You can't turn it away. No matter how bad it is, you can't turn it away.
When you're in need, be sure to use Papa Say. Papa Say is a fourth-generation seer and an all-around hoodoo root doctor. Papa Say is that surefire person for getting whatever done to make your situation better. Papa Say can help you with everything from success in love to a continuous flow of money. Papa Say can remove that evil eye that's destroying your life and your future. Papa Say helps women get and keep their man and kids off the street, off of drugs, and out of jail. Papa Say doesn't use a tarot or a crystal ball. He uses an ordinary deck of playing cards, a time-honored method used by all real hoodoos. Papa Say can look through muddy water and spot dry land. He's not an ordinary reader or psychic. He's your holy spiritual advisor. You need him? Call him at 1-800-ASK-KEEN. That's 1-800-ASK-KEEN. And ask for extension 055-9865. That's 055-9865. 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. Remember, there's only one real hoodoo and only one Papa Say.
And yes, for every one of you, I'm so glad you came and visited and heard me rant these few minutes or whatever, but at least I got something out. At least I said something much about it, you know. With you, I want you to understand, that everybody is in need of, everybody is in need of love. It matters not who they are, where they are, where they're at. A person is in need of love. Yes, he is. And, you know, just remember one thing. There is only one real hoodoo and only one Papa Say. Now, God bless you. God keep you. He lift his eyes up upon you and give you peace. May he bless your going out and your coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. And I will say again, God bless you. Until tomorrow at 7 o'clock, I have to tell you, good night, goodbye, and God bless you.
The views and opinions expressed on the preceding program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily those of this broadcast facility, its management, staff, nor its sponsors. Thanks to everyone in our entire audience for listening to this broadcast of Papa Say here on Blog Talk Radio. Your host for this broadcast was Papa Say. Chatroom supervision provided by BT Destiny. The executive producer was George Carr. The broadcast director was James Best. On-air announcers were Myron Bast and Dorothy Knight. On-air announcer for Spanish was Diego Montoya. On-air announcer for French was Michelle LeBlanc. Telephone screening provided by Nicole Lofton. Music recording and engineering provided by JT's Cop Database Engineering. The music heard on this program is under license by ASCAP and BMI. On-air engineering and recording for post-program archive provided by Blog Talk Radio, a corporation licensed by the State of New York with corporate offices in New Jersey. A recording of this and other broadcasts can be downloaded at www.blogtalkradio.com/papasay. This program has been brought to you by Big Gator Productions, which is solely responsible for its content. Remember to tune in next week at the same time for Papa Say here on Blog Talk Radio.